This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, listen, he infuses a lot of energy into the team right away. He's a proven star player. He's an asset. He's an incredible locker room presence. This move lets everybody know, hey, it's on us now because we're going all in, and it's our time to go out there and win games, get on a run, which, you know, we all feel deep down is going to happen.
See, Aaron, I like you. And what you're saying at 2-4, you're all in. Okay. You're all in what? Because I'm thinking you're not going to win the division, so you're going to get in as a wild card team. Mm-hmm. If you're going to get in as a wild card team, you don't have a lot of losses left in you. You can't lose a lot more games. So I wonder, all in what? The wild card teams last year were the Dolphins with 6 losses, the Browns with 6 losses, and the Steelers with 7 losses.
Damn, I forgot the Browns got in.
Yeah. Remember the Browns lost to the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
And right now you're sitting at 4 losses. So the last place wild card team last year had 7. It sounds good that you're all in right now, but all in what, Jeremy? I don't know if it's too little, too late. Maybe if they win that game Monday, and I know people talk about the easy schedule, but the Steelers ain't ever easy, especially when you're going to Pittsburgh in primetime.
They're switching quarterbacks, too?
Oh, my God. Please, God, don't let that happen. They're going to, though. Okay, you got at the Patriots. Okay, all right. Then you play the Texans. Then you go to Arizona. You don't know what Arizona team you're going to get. Then you have Indy. Then you have Seattle. You're at Miami. You don't know whether Tua's going to be back yet. Okay, at Jacksonville. I mean, it's not an easy schedule.
Yeah, the Bills' loss at home really hurts because, you know, you're expected to win your home games. But in a division where the division's wide open, you made a move to better your team, or at least what you believe bettered your team. Bills did the same thing, and they've got a 2-game lead on you and a win at your place. So I don't think the division's out of grasp, but man, that's an uphill climb.
So my question to you is, he's going to try to go all in, win this year. Is that a mindset you want for the Ravens? Okay, they went to the AFC Championship game last year. They were at home. They missed out on it. The quote unquote air quote Super Bowl window is still open.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want them to have that mindset, go all in right now in the win, and not really know what next year or year after that's going to hold? Because that's what the Jets are right now.
I mean, I guess you have to. You got a 40-some-year-old quarterback, and you just traded for a 31-year-old receiver. And we'll see. Like, there's kind of no excuses right now, right? Like, they revamped their offensive line. Not saying it's the end all be all or anything. Breece Hall, we finally saw him have a good game on Monday night, so maybe that's a good sign to come. You've got one of the best young receivers in football, and now you got one of the best old receivers in football. And you've got this quarterback that, again, people forget, he's coming off of a horrific injury.
Yeah, he is.
Achilles injury is a bitch to come back
from. 40 years old is tough to recover. But my point is, would you want to see the Ravens have that type of mindset? Well, we don't care. We're just throwing everything in the middle of the table. Let's win now. If we don't have any chips left next year, so be it.
So I'm not sure the Jets had any more options. I mean, you've put so much time and effort into this thing. You've got a quarterback who is in the November of his career whenever he figures out he wants to walk away. So, yeah, I think their situation is a little bit different. I don't mind the Ravens like saying, hey, we're all in this year and going to make a trade. But you have to find the right trade partner. Devontae Adams had been out there for a while, and they only gave up a 4th round that turns into a 2nd to get him eventually.
I don't think they needed him.
I don't either. I'm just saying, that's why I'm saying with the Ravens, if we hear whatever, some team wants to move on from one of their cornerbacks, and you're like, well, damn, I'd take him. I'd take him on this squad, or even a safety if you feel like something else is, you know, that's what you need back there. Anything they could do, like the Jets right now, you got Hassan Reddick still sitting. That guy's a difference maker on a defense that you have really good, and they can't figure that out. So now he's got, I mean, he had 12 hours to work out a trade.
See, I don't think the Ravens all in would suggest that they have nothing for next year. You know why?
Because they still have Lamar.
Because they still have Lamar. And you still have Kyle Hamilton on the defensive side. Roquan Smith's locked up in a contract. See, their situation, the Ravens can go all in without mortgaging the future.
But that's why it makes it difficult, because the more and more of these long-term contracts you have, especially if you're backloading them, it makes it... This is why it's chess. Like, you've got, making a move now could affect you from making a move 2 years from now. And again, some people will say, well, that's not important. Right now is important. I get it. But to me, football is a lot different than baseball, and trying to add and make sure that you're keeping up with the Joneses.
Right.
Where, I mean, you could look at the situation and say, we don't have a pass rusher, and say, we need to get one. And there might not be anybody trading a pass rusher. You can say, I need a starting pitcher, and you'll find somebody moving a starting pitcher. May not be of the caliber you want, but you could still better your team. So I think that's the problem in the NFL. It has to be a perfect dance partner, or somebody that's willing to give up way too much so the other team takes on, you know, a hit, whether it's cash or restructuring them and making something work.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. See, shout out to Eric DaCosta, because you talk about playing chess. He plays chess pretty well.
Yeah.
He manages to balance that. We got guys on the roster who their points of their career where they want to win now, Kyle Van Noy and all these guys. But you have, I mean, don't get me wrong, everybody wants to win. But Lamar Jackson's window and Van Noy's window is completely different.
Absolutely.
Jackson wants to win for a different reason. Jackson wants to win for legacy.
So to your point, having a Lamar Jackson, having a Patrick Mahomes, hell, I'll even start putting CJ Stroud and some of these other guys' names in that group. Once things go awry and you pay that guy, it still gives you an opportunity to get in and win. Even it's, you still, anytime you have a marquee quarterback, you have a chance to win your division and get a home playoff game. But again, this is when we go back to last year. Last year was the perfect year where everything was coming together. I don't want to bring it up and get everybody upset, but that was the year.
It's the truth, though.
And this should be the year where you're going, hey, can we repeat? And to your point, when you're trying to get that second or third one in there, you see teams go, okay, we may not get it, and we may be in trouble in 2 years, but we're doing something right now.
Right, and that's the thing. But that's what scares me, Jeremy. And you've seen this in sports. Sometimes you can have an opportunity that's so good, that's mapped out for you so well, that if you miss out on that opportunity, you'll never get another one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that's the Ravens. I don't believe it is. But I didn't believe it was with those other teams in that situation either. But this was the moment. You got to cash in. I'll go to a team. I think the Lakers back in 2020, that was their moment.
Mm-hmm.
That was that team's window. Even though it was an abbreviated, crazy situation, that was their moment.
See, in the NBA,
they cashed in on it.
The NBA is way easier to make trades with the soft salary cap.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you send back an expiring contract and it works.
But nobody wants to play with James like that anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to play with LeBron like that. I mean, I'm not saying he's a cancer. I'm just nobody's running to play for him.
But that's what I'm saying.
That was their time.
You have those aging vets. And granted, Anthony Davis is still young, but I'd hate to see Anthony Davis in his mid-30s.
Because
if he's hurt now, what's he going to be then?
but the Big Show.
But the same thing with LeBron, though. As you're getting older, your window starts to close. And it seemed like it was really important for him to play with Bronny, which you're going to see that on opening night next Tuesday.
And see, for me, that's kind of where I wonder if the Ravens are. Things were ironed out for them so perfectly last year. It was almost like, you know, no pun intended, scripted. And at some point at the end of the year, they didn't follow the script. And now you wonder, man, is it? And in the NFL, we'll know, Jeremy, by week 12, 13, 14, who is lined up for. It may not be the Ravens, but you'll start to see that team step up. Oh, it's lined up for them to win this thing this year.
See, I wonder if general managers are like, being that in football and trying to make it work. Like, I'm sure DaCosta likes Harbaugh, loves Harbaugh, whatever, the relationship is there. But when you're giving them all the ingredients that you think you need to win and you don't, I would look at it and go, I can't do much more than this. And there are still people that bitch about some of the things. Free agency. Again, I'll go back to free agency and why the Ravens don't make big splashes is because they draft so well and you're constantly making the decision of which one of your players you want to keep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.